Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third hour here, coming up in about 20 minutes. We have a man who had his guns confiscated, and they're saying they're illegal. When I looked it up, on record they're not, he popped in on the Sunday show. I wanted to have him back on to tell his story and take your phone calls, what you think he ought to do. But right now we're going back to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. We're going to go to David, then we're going to go to Habu, and then we're going to go to Secrets, and then Tracy and others. Let's go to David. You're on the air. Thank you, sir.
Alex, how you doing, my brother?
Pretty good, my friend.
Okay, here's the news now. I'm calling from the home of the state-controlled Bible Belt right here in Columbia, South Carolina. They recently just passed the law. They made it a law. It is criminal in the city of Columbia, South Carolina, to be homeless. And they are actually arresting the homeless and shipping them to encampment centers.
Yeah, I actually heard about that on the news a few weeks ago and then forgot to cover it. Guys, will you print South Carolina City bans homeless. And California's done that to a certain extent in a few areas, too, where they basically lock you up at night like they would do in the poorhouses in England. And here's the deal. They've dumped everybody out of the mental institutions. There's a lot of drug addicts. I feel sorry for most homeless. A lot of them are street rats. They're just runaways, which a lot of them, some of them are nice. A lot of them are really nasty. That's the group that you got to watch, you know, the 20-year-old or so. People out there that get really pushy and have killed people here in Austin and raped, you name it. And they're trying to build a homeless statue to the homeless here in Austin to kind of celebrate that. But at the same time, banning them is a violation of the Constitution on so many fronts. And you are seeing more and more real homeless out there. But what's really going on is working poor, where families are living 10 to a house. And now June 21 is trying to ban that. So pretty amazing. What's your take on it?
Well, my take on it is that they're actually shipping them out of Columbia to a disclosed encampment center. I mean, this is stated in an article on the Huffington Post. And
amazing. Give us the headline, because that's big. If they're making them go there, that's the beginning of the camps, and is what the Emergency Centers Establishment Act says they would condition people, because at first it'll just be poor people, and then it'll be everybody.
The headline is Columbia, South Carolina criminalizes homelessness in unanimous vote. Now, here's the funny thing. I want to call scum out for scum. Okay, Councilman Cameron Runyon professes to be a Christian. He is the one that came up with this, and they passed. It was a unanimous vote of seven people. He professes to be a Christian, and Jesus Christ was a homeless man, when you think about it.
No, I hear you. And as things get bad, there will be refugees of this collapse like grapes of wrath, and we don't want to throw them all in FEMA camps. And sir, we just found the article and the newscast. I am just speechless right now. I had heard about them banning homelessness, but I thought they'd kick them out of the town, which is just terrible. But you're telling me that, wow, here it is. Yeah, they're going to ship them and make them stay there. But they'll be given the option to go to that, or they'll be basically thrown out on the street somewhere else. But that's one step away from making them go.
Yeah, these people are so sick. I mean, state, federal, world level. What you said earlier, you said something to the point of it's just us people with morals, and that's it. You know, it's and we're all spread out. We've got to come together as one and stand up against the new world order.
Because no. I mean, I totally agree with you. And so many homeless people were taken as foster children, put on drugs, screwed up by that, and then they end up homeless. The state, on record, is one of the biggest producers of these vegetables that are out there on the street. That's the biggest group of them. Artificially created kind of schizophrenics. And it's terrible. Then you've got the predators out there. But your average drunk or your average mentally ill person, leave them alone. Now, some of the drag rats, the rat life people, they're out robbing and stuff. And they better stay away from me.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are into hour number three. I am your faithful servant, Alex Jones, here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Standard time. We come back at night, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars at Nightly News. I'm going back to your calls. Then we have a guest joining us who had his guns confiscated. We'll open the phones up at that time on the Second Amendment issue and what you would do. And have you had your guns taken without them telling you why? In fact, that's specifically why I'm going to open the phones up after we go to this raft of calls. I have a couple other special reports I want to premiere here on the radio coming up in a few minutes. Leanne McAdoo went out and we had her in front of the George Washington Monument. Asked people, should we ban the names mother and father and fine people or arrest people? We've got like an hour of this, it looks like. I'm going to air just a few minutes of it. And then it's all amazing. And the majority of people that I saw in the video last night said that they want to arrest or fine people that use the word mother or father. And if you use a brown bag, that is racist. As long as you say it's for Obama. So this is who we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. This is who we're dealing with. And this is what we're facing as a society. These are authoritarians. Habu in Wisconsin talking about Syria. Oh, and if you just joined us, Israeli papers are reporting, it's up on Infowars.com, that report a U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday. Now that's a report out of Israel. We don't know if that's true, but they said before it came out in The Guardian that they would be pulling out the U.N. inspectors Saturday morning before the attack. Then that came out in The Guardian, Syrian crisis, U.N. inspectors to leave on Saturday, live update. So, but there's so much international heat on this, so much evidence the rebels engaged in the chemical attack and that it was a false flag. A lot of people think that the thousands of Alawites and others they've been kidnapping off the roads and killing, that they probably took a group to a gymnasium and then gassed them, and then now they're paralyzed or dead. Then they roll those out for the cameras. And that's what it looks like, because you don't respond minutes after and not get hurt yourself or killed. And they're dragging them around and responding supposedly right after. It looks very fake. That is, they nerve gas real people, but it looks like this was all overseen. Can you imagine? This is unbelievable. But let's go to Habu in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alex Jones. You know, you have stood so tall through this rush to bomb Syria because you have said convincingly you believe it, and you've thoroughly debunked the reasons that these punks have given for going to war. But may I make 2 points, please?
Yes, sir.
One is, you know, if this bombing happens, then what I can see happening down the road is this thing similar to the no-fly zone established in Iraq. It'll be any time there's a gas attack, they'll bomb them. And that will be the way they'll tie the hands of the Syrian regime. That's one point. And the second point is, not much has been made about the Iran Syria alliance, which goes back to the days of the Iran-Iraq war. And I'm wondering if Iran would risk it all by, you know, closing the Straits of Hormuz if Syria is attacked. What do you think? And thank you so very much, and may God bless you and your family.
Well, thank you. God bless you and your family. We're all in this together for justice and common sense and logic. No, Iran's basically said they're going to shut the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to sink a bunch of derelict hulks, oil tankers and stuff out there. And NATO and the West is very good at moving that stuff, but they're going to get missile attacks out of the mountainous hills above the straits once that happens. And the issue is, the reason nobody wants to go to war with Iran is that they are concerted, they fight, they're coordinated, and they don't mind to die. You got the Danzig song, I don't mind the pain. The Persians will, you know, don't mind dying. They got movies like 300 where they're all devil worshippers and evil, and the 300 Greeks defeat them. You know, that's kind of put out as war propaganda. The 300 Greeks did defeat them because they held the small gap, which is an example of what small numbers can do. But the point is that over 1.5 million with primitive weapons, they've now got advanced weapons, Iranians held off Saddam Hussein. I think 300,000 Iraqis, they estimate, died in that, most of them troops. That was a big deal, folks. And Saddam did that under U.S. government orders. I mean, he was CIA trained. He was a CIA officer, not an asset. And that's all been declassified, by the way. It's just no one seems to know that. He ran the coup d'etat. They put him in power in 79. He tried to run coups before that, back in the late 50s, ladies and gentlemen. Saddam Hussein was like trained in the West the whole nine yards. That's why he wanted porno movie theaters and Playboy and rock and roll on the radio. He was secular. And then they make all these movies how bad he was. I mean, compared to other people over there, he represented an older policy, though, of trying to westernize things. Then they didn't want that anymore. They wanted to wreck everything. By the 80s, they got him to attack Iran. That went on for 7 years, bankrupted Iraq, and they said, you got to pay back the $40 billion now. And he said, wait, I got a deal. I don't have to pay this back. So he said, fine. So from like 1987 to 1990, when the Iran-Iraq war ended, he double pumped. And the Saudi Arabians got mad. Gas went down to like 75 cents a gallon. And it was all over the news. You know, OPEC angry, Europe, refineries angry, too much oil, price too low. And Saddam's like, you said I got to pay these bills back. So then they say, we've got a way for you to do it. You're right. He goes, my point is Kuwait, this all came out, by the way, with April Gillespie and the full text of the meetings. There's clips of the famous thing of, will you not get involved in inter-Arab affairs? And he looks at the camera. He goes, okay, well, I'm going to attack them if they don't pay me back. They were slant drilling into his best oil fields. And he said, fine, I will quit overpumping if Saudi Arabia and Kuwait quit stealing my oil. And he was CIA commander. He thought he had it all. And they basically told him, yeah, go ahead and take that. We'll let you. And then when Nancy did that, it was all over, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the facts. And then to make Iraq even melt down worse, they disbanded the Iraqi military that was the only unifying force to break the country in multiple parts, which they've effectively done, but not officially, to then balkanize it. I mean, that's how this stuff works, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the great game, divide and conquer. And it is a massive crime. Iran wanted to be modern and had always been modern and wanted shopping malls and movie theaters under Mohammad Mossadegh. So our government took him out. They're not allowed to have skyscrapers. They're not allowed to have happy beaches. Because the globalists run the Wahhabist jihadis. Period. We're not allowed to be free because of them. And who do they work for? It's like the skeleton key. It opens every door for the bankers. Want to take American liberty and get trillions of no-bid contracts here? Stage some stuff with these guys. Want to be able to invade any country you want? Say these guys are in the country, and then kill whoever you want. Or have these guys invade a country you want to invade. It is a skeleton key, folks. It is a master key. I'm telling you. I've told you for 14 years that Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order. They are the tire, you know, fixer, fix-a-flat. They are the Swiss Army knife. They cook the dinner. They give the New World Order its massages. I mean, they're all right there in the middle of the world where Asia and Eurasia and Eastern Europe and Southern Europe and Western Europe and Africa and all of it, they're right there in the middle of it, running around with U.S. weapons chanting Osama bin Laden. And then saying, first they said, I'm never going to get to all these people, but you bring up good points. First they said, okay, first we're getting Libya, and they chanted this on the BBC. Next, Syria. Then Jerusalem, then Cairo. This was in the news again yesterday with Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda. And then America. And they chant, we will kill you, we will missile you. Ah, and the government's going to let them into missile stuff so the cops can grandstand and take all our rights. Anybody figure this out yet? Good, I hope you have. Go ahead, you're on the air, Secrets of the Fed from New Jersey. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm representing part of the battalion out here, the Info Battalion in New Jersey. I just wanted to get your opinion on some stuff I've been following here. I'm sure you're aware that a week or two ago, Google was shut down for 15 minutes, and that ceased 40% of Internet traffic. Facebook experienced some outages last week. YouTube, the same. Twitter, the New York
Times. Yeah, there's undoubtedly a cyber war going on. And it's undoubtedly some of it's foreigners, but most of it's cyber command, as they said 4 years ago, will attack our own systems to then get the cybersecurity bill passed. All the big cyber command bases they've built are to shut down free speech and shut down the old web, forcing you onto the censored new web. Go ahead.
Exactly. And then while food is important to control population, obviously information is the most important. So this Internet that DARPA created back in, the 60s is now being used against them. So do you think that, especially with the NASDAQ being hacked, DHS constantly warning of, be scared, there's going to be a big cyber attack and it's going to destroy things. They're mentioning that the U.S. and Israel is going to be attacked because of retribution for what's going on.
Absolutely. The globalists may cruise missile Syria and do it themselves. No, I mean, these are the times that try men's souls. These are the times when world wars start. It's the exact type of political constellation. But expanding on what you said, I didn't even mention that. I remember months ago saying they'll do something like hack the NASDAQ or the stock market, the Dow Jones, the New York Stock Exchange. That's exactly the type of stuff they'll pull. Plus the big bankers, Goldman Sachs with high frequency trading and all the rest of it, they're on record knowing when they do these fake plunges and stuff, they make sometimes hundreds of billions in a day. And so it's all a big rigged game. And just like they launched Stuxnet on Iran and then now say they want cybersecurity because of Stuxnet. So I'm glad you brought that up. There's so much news I read and never get to. Yeah, what was it, 2 days ago the NASDAQ got hacked? And it's not even big news, but it is on Capitol Hill. So, look, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Billy, Tracy, Lucas, Nick, we'll get to all of you. But then after that, we're taking people who've had their guns taken calls.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Of a escalation in the criminal attack on Syria that's been going on with our government, run by the foreign bankers, allied with Al-Qaeda, on the verge of a crisis that could lead to a third world war, according to the British Ministry of Defense, according to many of the experts we've interviewed here. We have the prosecution of the war against the Bill of Rights and Constitution going on by the globalist occupied government headed up by their front man, Obama. And even Bloomberg has run the headline the last few months of gun confiscation begins in California. And in many cases, they don't even take you in for psychiatric evaluation. They don't even try to twist your arm into agreeing to hand over your guns. They just take them. And I'm seeing more and more cases of even talk show hosts, usually smaller ones, but people that have got a nice little following, people with YouTube channels, where they show up and take your guns. And it's clearly a chilling effect. They're also targeting veterans. And I had Joe Mendez on for about 20 minutes last Sunday. I want to get him back on today to open up some phone lines. And in fact, these callers that are there, John, you can get their numbers if they want us to call them back. We've run out of time. We got Tracy in France and others I want to get to, and we will. But we need to open the phones up for people that have had their guns confiscated. Specifically, if just out of the blue and they won't tell you, or you're a veteran and they say, oh, well, you got PTSD, give us your guns. Because a lot of times it's done through fraud. They don't even take you to court. This is in the news. They just come and take your guns. And then you're like, well, what's your right to do it? Well, we got guns. So, you know, it's like that poster that shows the communist Chinese executing people, and it says gun control's great when you're the only ones that have the guns. So he's got Warrior for God 13 is his YouTube website where you can go see the stuff he talks about, just kind of patriot, libertarian, Christian stuff. I get kind of American-style freedom stuff. That's why it's so bad. He got SWAT teamed by the ATF and a local brigade of police, and 70-plus percent of people in the jail when he got there were people like him. So they have federal grants all over the country, and that's what Bloomberg's been reporting on. So I wanted to get Joe Mendez on. Joe, did you get any support or any people contact you when you were on the show Sunday? Because I know you're looking for folks to help you so that we can find out. Because, you've just been told your guns have been taken and that your guns are illegal, even though they're legal semi-autos you bought back in the 80s. And I've read the California laws. You can't buy or sell new ones in the state, but your guns are grandfathered. So this is kind of that Twilight Zone thing. What's happened since you were on 4 days ago?
Well, I've had a lot of support from your viewers, and I thank everybody. God bless you all for the support that you've given me. I also emailed the Rutherford Institute, and they're looking at the case. They said they would get back to me in a couple of days. Yeah, other than that, though, I will tell you this. It is very clear to me now that the public defender's office here, which I have to work with until I can afford a real lawyer, it has no intention of defending me. Basically, they're bumping me back and forth. I'm getting conflicting reports. It is now, what is it, the 29th, and I still, to this day, have not received my complete discovery as to why there was probable cause to issue a warrant for my guns, which I know I have the right to because the normal lawyer told me I have the right to that, yet they have not provided for that. The public defender will not push the district attorney on that. And to this day, since they switched me to another court, I don't even know who my public defender is. I've called them four times. And finally, I got a call from someone who said, I don't represent you, this and this and this, and you were told to go to the wrong one. And what I feel is they're trying to confuse me. And I told them, well, what if I show up at the wrong one? He goes, yeah, there will be a bench warrant for your arrest. I said, well, I was given the paperwork from the court to go to that they're wrong to go to the other one. And if I go to the other one, you know, and I don't show up to this one, I'm going to be arrested and put back into custody. He goes, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not your public defender. They'll let you know. And then he goes, you're in no hurry, right? And I said, yeah, I want to know if there has been probable cause enough. And if not, which I already know there hasn't, and they're just stalling. I feel the state is just stalling to railroad me.
Well, sure. I mean, this is a communist and authoritarian tactic, an imperial tactic that empires would use. They arrest you or fine you because you won't comply. They make it impossible to comply. It's like they write the regulations where 3-inch grass are objectionable material, then they call 3 leaves on your property objectionable and give you fines here in Austin for $2,000 a day. And they mainly target old people because they know that, you know, they don't know what to do and they can then take their house. This is a criminal group. And absolutely, they took your guns illegally. Now they're just going to pass it around. It's a federal Homeland Security grant. And they tell them, look, it's Homeland Security. You're allowed to break the rules. And what they're just like Katrina, where they went and confiscated all the guns, they're setting the precedence right now. That's why this is such a big deal. The gun confiscation has already begun, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
It's not about keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding Americans. And I'm sick and tired of people lying to the American people.
We can't have a totally armed society.
We're not proposing a gun registration system. We're proposing background checks for criminals.
In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
We'll get back to you.
You'll get back to me?
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios. I'm just a patriot, a freedom lover, who sees total criminal government swarming us, bum-rushing us, on every single front, with an organized criminal plan for a corporate above-the-law world government known, in their own words, as a New World Order, a technocratic dictatorship. And I don't like it. I want to stand against it. Now, I've cleaned the phones out, and I appreciate listeners letting us do that for folks that we're already holding, because now we have to shift gears into, have you had your guns confiscated, or are you the family member of a veteran who's had their guns confiscated wrongfully? I mean, obviously, if somebody's saying, I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to kill others, then all the government-issued drugs, they're screwed up, they have to have their guns taken. If they've been adjudicated, hey, this person's clearly mentally ill. But that's not what we're talking about. I mean, Adam Lanza had been adjudicated mentally ill. He tried to buy guns illegally 5 times. That's the Sandy Hook patsy. Even if you believe the official story, and it's all very suspicious, the anti-terror drill, the guys dressed like him in the woods that got picked up, they tried to deny it until the helicopter footage got released. I mean, whoa, doesn't look good, all the timing. The point is, I mean, if they'll fund al-Qaeda to kill 200,000 Christians mainly in Syria, what will they do? Oh, they wouldn't do that here, though. The point is that we're all in grave danger with this situation, and they talk a good game of, oh, for your safety, but we know the proliferation of guns is made, depending on the federal statistic, 49% to 61% drop in gun crime in the United States from 1992 to 2011. That's the latest numbers we have. We've beat that dead horse 1,000 times. Those numbers have been out almost a year now. Almost a year. They came out in January of this year, so eight, nine months. And they do not want you knowing about that. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Don't forget, in these insane times, now more than ever, I personally have storable food. eFoods Direct is a great company. There's a lot of great companies out there, but eFoods has really good prices and, you know, high quality, and it's where I get my storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, and that's where I've gotten my storable foods, and they've got a really good special going right now, free shipping on several of their specials. Order 2-for-1 yourself and for a loved one. So that's good. And get free shipping. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And also getting prepared with all the craziness in the world. The best gravity-fed filters out there that I personally use after doing the research for 2 years, because I just couldn't find other good companies, really, from my perspective and my view out there, my opinion on that. But you can see the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com between the ProPure and its Pro One systems and some of its other filter systems, side-by-side with the leading competitors. And it's just hands down what we use in the RV, on the road, what we use at home. eFoodsDirect.com for your storable foods. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off the already lowest price on Pro One and Pro Pure systems at InfoWarsStore.com. And you're getting a great product at a great price and funding our hardcore news division that has taken the globalist on head on. Now, I get these gun confiscation calls all the time, like Brandon Robb, and it becomes a national story with that Marine. Now, they said, we're not going to let you out of here until you agree you're mentally ill and all that. We got him, the Rutherford Institute, to help him. We've contacted the Rutherford Institute to try to help Mr. Mendez. But there's other good groups out there as well. And usually I can load the phones up with people to tell us how they had their guns taken. But here's the number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And you can also call and tell us what you think Mr. Mendez should do. I mean, I know legally what I would probably do. There's a lot of other legal proceedings you can engage in when they've wrongfully done this. But it generally is particular to the state itself. So I should probably get lawyers on myself to break all this down that aggressively fight against this type of thing. But imagine they take your guns and they won't say why they came with a warrant, how they knew about the guns from the 1980s, that, again, I've looked at the type of guns they were. Those are legal in California. So will everybody have their semi-autos taken in California? Joe Mendez, this happened to a while back ago now, and they won't let him know, joins us. And again, the toll-free number to give us your take on this is 800-259-9231. So, Joe, you talked about the runaround you're getting. Tell us more about the raid, for those that just joined us, how they briefly called you outside with the state police about a hit and run with your car. You or your wife hadn't left. You're like, that doesn't make sense. He calls on the radio, okay, I've got Joe Mendez here, and then they stick M16s in your face. Okay for them to have guns. And I believe they did this politically because of the political things you've said, because we're seeing more of the persecution against people that are not communist. I mean, if you're a communist or a hardcore racist, you can then buy the guns and bullets for Homeland Security, as the Atlantic Wire reported last week, and prepare for race war because they want division. But if you're just a nice Christian, I guess you can't have guns.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I was saying last time, my son actually got visited about 2 months before I did. FBI and Department of Homeland Security ransacked the house where he lived. The thing is that he doesn't possess firearms or anything. But
yeah, see, they were hoping that as a father, you'd given him guns, and that then they could say it was illegal because guns legally owned from the 80s were grandfathered, but you had transferred them. That's what my gut tells me, knowing how their dirty tricks work.
Yeah. And when they didn't find anything, he fought back and he told them, you broke my constitutional rights and what have you and this and that. And he told me the FBI agent that conducted the raid called him about a week later to try to convince him that everything had been done legally and blah, blah, blah and this and that. And he got a lawyer and they backed off. But I told him it's all because of the videos that I make on YouTube and the affiliation that you have with me, that they started with you first. Then what we noticed is that there was a lot of activity here at the complex from weird, strange things. They sent a car about a month and a half before to videotape the whole parking lot. It was an unmarked car with a G marking on the plate, which we know that that's a government-issued car. It drove through the parking lot, parked in a spot for a couple of seconds, backed out, drove back out. It had four cameras pointing in every direction, at which point I told the people here, there's going to be a raid of some kind because they just mapped out all of the entrances, exits, and what have you. Why there's going to be a raid, I don't know. We get a lot of tenants that go in and out. Like I said, months before, there was a man cooking meth in one of the apartments here. And when we called the police department, they came out. The police must have come out like 45 times and never did nothing to this guy who was cooking meth and selling out of his apartment. And at one point,
well, they might have raided you because you're cutting in on their meth deal, you know. I mean, but this guy's probably too small time. I mean, they the government runs most of the drugs.
Of course. And the cop said, he goes, even if he had everything on the living room table and he was fabricating it, he said, we couldn't do anything to him because there's no money in the budget to prosecute for drug offenses. And the day that we were going to court, we were listening on a radio show where Congress is going to go up for vote to go easier on drug offenders and drug sellers. There's no room apparently for them. They want to get all the gun owners. So
that's what happens is that they first build the prisons and prime them with the nonviolent drug offenders or the violent drug offenders, and then they put the patriots in them. In fact, in Rex 84. That's actually what they talked about was we'll build the FEMA camps and put illegals in them as the excuse to have them, but really it's for the American people. And Michael Hastings, the journalist, was looking into Endgame, which is the illegal alien roundup plan. It's really Rex 84. 2012 was the last year of that official program. But it came out that's really the cover for the mass roundup plan for citizens. So they build the infrastructure for the illegals, but it's really for political dissidents in the final equation. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and well, you know, that day they send in a phony CHP car, and we got it all on the surveillance cameras. The guy gets off, goes around our car, looks at the VIN, and then walks to the office. My wife is the manager here, and he tells her, your car was involved in a hit and run last night, and we know it's not you guys. We need a statement from everybody who normally rides in the car, which I found very strange.
So he gave you a fake criminal report. It's all part of lying to the enemy. That's us.
Yes. And he told her that apparently a black man was reported driving our car and being in an accident in it and what have you. And I said, man, the car never left last night. How could that be? And my wife said, he won't leave until you come down and give him a statement.
And now you've lost your job thanks to this. I think that's going to be part of the lawsuit, civil lawsuit, is that the damages you've gone through under this false arrest and false imprisonment. I mean, it's just amazing. Please continue.
Yeah, so I proceed to get into the office, and he shakes my hand, and he says, how you doing? He's like, I'm just going to take a statement from you. It's routine. There was some trouble with your car last night. Black man was reported to be driving your car. You're not a black man, right? So you got nothing to worry about. He says, what is your name? And I call him. My name's Joe Mendez. And he said, okay. And he calls into his radio, and he says, I have a Joe Mendez. As soon as he said that, the door to the office right behind me opened up. Three additional agents came in. One of them immediately grabbed my hands and started putting handcuffs on me. And I, like I said, two M16 machine guns came within 5 inches from my face on each side, and they were yelling at me, don't move! You better not move!
Listen, let me ask you this question. Again, folks, this is how they're rolling out right now to take the guns all over the country. And it's happening, and I've seen it. I see it all the time. It's usually a vet will be cleaning guns, usually an old man, Illinois, Wisconsin, Texas, you see it all the time. And they'll clean a gun or put it in their trunk to go shooting. The neighbor calls, and the cops, because the neighbor saw a gun that's legal, go ahead and take them all and say, well, it's an arsenal. He had 5 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo. Well, an arsenal's not illegal, but that's not even an arsenal. And then it's like, well, your guns are gone. And there's no law. And I see this stuff like every week now, and they're not getting in trouble. And then I talked to you about the type of guns you had. I looked it up. I've had experts on about it. I mean, the guns you had are totally legal, if not purchased.
Alex, they sell those guns at gun shows still here in California. That's why I told the cop, I said, you guys, they're selling this exact same rifle here. They just put the bullet button on the magazine clip or something, but it's got a pistol grip. It's got.
I know, but I've read the state law on what happened to you, because I looked in this before you came on last Sunday. The point is, the gun you've got, you've bought before the ban, is legal.
Yes.
And so my point is, it just shows they're targeting law-abiding people with no criminal record like yourself. Now, I want to go to phone calls to get people's take on all this. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening everywhere. You have to understand, we've got to get aggressive politically. Congressional investigations, you name it. The ATF's got to be defunded. It is such a criminal group. And they're the old revenuers that would go around killing people if they didn't pay them money on their moonshine. That's what they come out of. They've always been total criminals. And I'm not saying every person that works at the ATF is a criminal, but it is the most criminal agency in U.S. history. It's famous.
They were recently discovered dealing with the cartel south of the border, dealing arms to the cartel south of the border.
Well, yeah, certainly, sir. It came out in federal court. That was in exchange for cocaine. They are an importation agency. They are. They're bigger than Los Zetas. That's why they're so criminal. Exactly. You cannot stress what a murdering group of criminals they are. They bombed Oklahoma City, but they were involved in that. They did Waco. I mean, they are a murder crew. They use them for hits as well. And you're just lucky they didn't kill you. But I don't know about these particular goons, but boy, I tell you, they may not be criminals, but they're doing things that are unconstitutional, which is criminal. In its own right, in my view. But the agency itself has a criminal history. Now, I want to go to some phone calls here. Jeff in Pennsylvania, have you been the victim of gun confiscation, or what's your take? And then Rob has legal advice he wants to give, or his view on that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, I have, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller, love what you're doing. About 3 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night to what I thought was someone kicking down my door. So I grabbed a Romanian Wasser 10, commonly known as the AK-47. I stand at the top of my steps. All of a sudden, the window breaks, something bounces on the ground, and everything turns white, and my ears are ringing. Turns out the police were kicking down my door, didn't yell police, anything like that. They arrest me, confiscate my firearms. It turns out I was coming home from the firing range, and one of my neighbors called the Philadelphia police, saying that they saw me with a firearm.
See, exactly what I just... Sir, exactly what I just said. And Jeff, we didn't screen your call, did we?
No, sir.
See, this is happening everywhere. And a lot of times they'll kill the vet, too. When they go to the house and kick down the door, they'll grab a gun, Boom, the guy's all high five. We killed another vet. I mean, it's like a victory against us. They know how to set us up. Continue.
I hadn't dropped my firearm when they had flashbanged me. Who knows what they would have done, because I didn't know it was police. I thought it was someone, you know.
They were hoping you got a gun in your hand so they could get another notch on their belt. Killing American gun owners is that they're the enemy. They got to be taken out, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been going on about 3 years now. I filed a return of property in motions court. So I'm currently in the magisterial district courts trying to get it back, but they've done a whole bunch of unconstitutional procedures, made me fill out all types of questionnaires appertaining to what was these conditions surrounding the arrest, what type of firearms they were all legally owned. I've yet to get them back. Hiring an attorney would be about as much as they're worth, so I'm just going it, you know, pro se, but I couldn't believe that they had done that, especially without saying it was police. I could have been killed. They could have been killed. It just could have worked out horribly, and just because someone saw me coming back from the firing range.
Yeah, well, that's the normal thing, is that even rural areas, I saw an article a few years ago where in the edge of the countryside, you know, the city had grown in the area, but the old farmer came back and was butchering a deer season. It was legal and lawful. He had his tags. And the police came and said, well, your neighbor saw it. That's abusive for them to see a dead deer, and arrested him. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they hate good people. Not all of them, but more and more. So did you ever get your guns back?
It's been about 3 years now. I have a hearing on the 30th, finally, with the judge. I had to jump through a bunch of hoops with the ADA. But I finally have my final hearing in the Criminal Justice Center in Philadelphia after I was in lockup for about a week.
I don't want to hear this. Stay there.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
explain to everybody out there. In fact, CJ, get on the microphone briefly. Everyone I know who's smart living in the city, if you're going to go to the shooting range or go deer hunting or duck hunting, you put your guns in a case your neighbors can't tell and you sneak out at night. Now, that's why I love the open carry people. Is they are countering the anti-gun people. Well, look, my gun's legal. And the media hates that because then it shows these guns aren't illegal. But let me tell you, they kill a lot of people because your neighbor sees you putting a deer rifle in your car. And the cops will pull you over. You put one in your gun rack and harass you. And this is part of their persecution against us outside of law. And it's time to get aggressive. But CJ, tell folks what you were telling me during the break.
I was just commenting on the fact that before I can go to the range, sight in a rifle, practice, every good marksman needs to practice frequently so they can keep their aim on. I have to do it at night. My progressive neighbors, it's not that I've been had the police call to me, but I'm not afraid of facing the police if I have to. It's just my neighbors don't understand that, and they...
Well, take Chris. I mean, he's had friends since college, and they found out he works here, and they said, I am evil, and I'm basically the devil. I mean, it's just like, we are the bad people. We have to get used to that.
Right.
We are the enemy. We are the terrorists. George Washington is bad, and they actually believe it. I'm telling you, if you've got commie neighbors, they call themselves progressives, if your kid has their hair sticking up, they'll call the CPS on you. I mean, these people are just the filth of the planet. Anything else, evil American?
I did have a friend who was a foreign exchange student from Australia that freaked out the first time he saw a gun rack in a pickup with a rifle in it in Texas.
I know. It's just incredible. We haven't gotten to McAdoo's report. I'm going to do overdrive to play it and take more calls. Some stations don't carry it, but I go into the fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. If you want to find the podcast, the audio feeds, the live free video feed, if you want to be able to see that report when it's coming up. But in this segment, the next, we're going to keep taking calls for Joe Mendez. But finishing up, Jeff and PA, then we'll go to Rob and others. Jeff, you say that it's been 3 years and you finally get to speak to a Lord and King, a judge, to get your guns that they took because a neighbor saw one and got scared.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Originally, when I was arrested, the Philadelphia police did not know that it was legal to own a semi-automatic AK-47. So I stayed in the local jail for about 3 weeks. I was visited by the ATF about four different times. So first I had to go through the ATF hurdles. After I jumped over them, I went with the local OEDA, her hurdles. They originally set my bail at $150,000, 10% of which would have been $15,000. It took me about 3.5 weeks to finally get that lowered to $15,000, where I could post 10% of that at $1,500. And after all this, about 3 years later, September 30th, I finally have a hearing now where I can present my case. I have case law, I've done extensive research, and hopefully, I'm praying, but Philadelphia is buried. They're all in it together, the judge, the DA, the police.
Well, listen, I know personally people that have had their children taken for not vaccinating, and there is no law. You have to understand the lawless, we're in an authoritarian country. Unbelievable. God bless you, Jeff. Joe Mendez, I mean, this is another victim, and now the phones are loaded up with people. We'll have to keep you in the next hour if you can do it, that have been through the same hell. I mean, and I've watched some of your videos. You're just talking about what we talk about, not even as hardcore, but they don't like it. I mean, these are really evil people.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And I have a take on why I think that they're doing gun sweeps here in California. We saw a report a couple of days ago. There's a big fire going on in Yosemite. Now, the governor here has called a state of emergency over that fire and says that they are going to cut San Francisco's water supply by two-thirds, and that there is a state of emergency, that there's a state of emergency in existence for San Francisco. And, you know, you need a state of emergency before you can call martial law. And that's coupled with the fact that I received the report that UN peacekeeper troops here, Russian and other nationalities, are training in urban warfare.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
experience the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.